I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Recovering from a war can take a country years. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's John Terrell believes that microenterprise development is one of the more effective vehicles towards the rebuilding efforts. He was recently in the Central African Republic showing how that works. And as the teams begin focusing their work on micro-industry, they also keep the greater ministry in mind. That's spiritual transformation. They want to be part of expanding the work of the kingdom of God in these parts of the world and see people grow in the relationship with Christ. And the U.S. Department of State says Haiti remains under a travel warning because of continued instability in Port-au-Prince. However, the political unrest has not yet spread to Cap-Haitien, where For Haiti with Love is headquartered. That's a relief, says For Haiti's Eva DeHart. God is opening new doors for contacts and allowing them to help more people. But the death of ministry founder Don DeHart has caused internal challenges as ministry staff try to carry on without him. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. These stories and others can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.